Well, then after you get the fire going, then what do you put on it? Larger?
A larger piece of wood, yeah.
What do you call those large pieces of wood? Would you ever call them anything like a log?
Log, yes. Leños, we call them leños in Spanish. You know, we used to, when we brand the cattle, we build a fire that way.
Oh, you do? Do you keep it going with all day or anything?
Well, as long as you have something to brand, you know, you build a fire and you have to be putting in more logs on it, you know, so it down. And you lay your branding irons on that fire.
When you, if you've had a fire for a long time, you know, after it dies down and it's all burned up, what's that powder that's left? What do you call that?
Ashes or what?
What color are they when you burn?
Mostly gray, I guess.
Is it a different color for different things you burn? Or is it all the same color?
I have never noticed that. Kind of grayish.
Does anyone here have a chimney in their house?
Yes. Some of our houses have chimneys, most of them.
But what is that?
Like, my wife's folks home at Georgian City, they have two chimneys, one in a bedroom and one in the kitchen.
And what is that like? What is that like?
What's it like?
Does it have a part that sticks out in the room?
It sticks out in the room. Well, it's mostly protruded into the wall, you know.
And what about, is there a brick or stone part that sticks out on the floor?
On the floor, yes.
What do they call that?
I really don't know what they call it.
Would you just call it part of the chimney, or would it?
Yes, that's part of the chimney.
You ever heard it called anything like a hearth or a hearth or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't?
Well, I think that's what they call it in English.
What is it?
I think that's what they call it. Yeah.
But you never?
No, not understand it.
Well, what about those things that hold the logs up? Did they have those?
No.
How would you build a fire in a chimney?
Well, the chimneys, you know, especially in the kitchen, you know, they're higher from the floor. And I think they're about 4 feet, you know, wide. They have them. 4 or 5 feet deep, you know, and they just put their wood in there and build a fire.
So you wouldn't have anything to hold the bigger pieces up?
No.
You ever seen any of this?
No, sir. No.
And in a chimney, if you burn a fire, if you burn a fire in the chimney, does it get anything up up above the, you know, that stuff that powder, have you ever seen that? A black kind of powder that it gets up in the chimney?
That soot or what they call it? I guess so. It's bound to.
Do you ever build a fire long enough around here to get that, a build up of that?
No. Well, I haven't seen the chimney work for a long time.
and what about over the, do you call it the chimney where you build the fire? Is that called the chimney down in there? That part? Over that, sometimes there's a board, a shelf or something, that you could put things on.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, sir, I never seen that.
As
far as I can remember, we didn't use a chimney. It was mostly a cast iron stove.
Oh, really? What was the stove like that you used?
The stoves? Well, they were made of cast iron. They were different sizes, you know, and they had a... He had a pipe where the smoke would come out, you know, and they would build a hole in the roof for that pipe to come out, you know.
Did you call it anything, just a pipe that went out the...
Stove pipe, yes.
So the stove pipe would go all the way up?
It would go all the way out, yes, the roof, yes.
Did it have a brick or top or stone part on the roof, or was it just pipe that stuck out?
Just the pipe that stuck out. Yeah, I think they had something, to keep the rain from coming, the water from the rain from coming inside, some kind of a hood or something.
Well, now, if you had a chimney, would that be just for cooking, or do you ever use it? Would people ever have a chimney?
Well,
for
some some use it for heat, yes.
And what about if you ever seen one that somebody might use for heat, and then over it there'd be a fancy board kind of thing that would stick out. They might put a clock or vase.
Well, in. Yes, some yes, yes.
What would that be called?
That the shelf they put in there. I don't know what they call it.
Would you just call it a shelf?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
What kind of furniture would you have in your kitchen or in your house there?
What you mean there?
What pieces? Would you have something like this?
And you mean in those days?
When
they had chairs, you know, and they had a sofa.
They had sofas?
Yes. They were made out of, what you call that, made us furniture out of in those days. It wasn't the padded, you know, it's just the plain, it's the...
Wood?
Well, not wood, you know, it's in Spanish, in French they call it mimbre, it's a narrow...
Cane?
Some kind of cane, yeah. This is a special name for it.